I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Monday, August 3rd, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on one school's plans on in-person openings this fall. Another school district is relying on a school tax increase to raise $9 million. And there's been an appeal in the sentence of Christopher Dillard, the man found guilty of killing Nicole Gland. The Porter County Council recently approved a series of budget transfers to deal with pandemic-related expenses, including screening visitors to the North County Government Annex and cleaning up more often and more thoroughly. County Auditor Vicki Urbanek says some of the transferred expenses that total $84,000 will be up for potential reimbursement through a federal pandemic relief program. Porter County Health Department is expected to hire an additional part-time staff soon, with the county taking over responsibility for COVID testing on September 1st through a contract with the Indiana Department of Health. Six people have been rescued after the boat they were on capsized in Hammond. The Times reports that rescuers found them clinging to the sides of the boat about 8 p.m. Friday near the Hammond Marina. The boat had capsized in about 15 to 20 feet of water near the marina's breakwater. The people on board said it ran out of gas. Hammond Fire Chief Jeff Smith said firefighters took off their gear, tied on ropes, and swam to the boat. Wind and waves on Lake Michigan prevented authorities from recovering the boat on Friday night. A man convicted in the 2017 stabbing death of a bartender has appealed. The Times reports Christopher Dillard argues he didn't get an impartial jury because of, quote, extensive inflammatory pretrial publicity, end quote. In January, Dillard was sentenced to a maximum of 65 years for the murder of 23-year-old Nicole Gland. The Portage woman was stabbed more than 20 times before her body was found in her SUV behind the bar where they both worked in Chesterton. Dillard wants the Indiana Court of Appeals to reverse his conviction or reduce his sentence to 60 years. Valparaiso Community Schools will reopen in person this school year. Administrators made the decision and announcement last week. The school district will follow the green status of its VCS Return to Learn plan, which was shared with families earlier this summer. Parents were given the option of sending their student back to school in person for 5 days a week of instruction or to participate in Valparaiso instructor-led e-learning. Students' first day will be August 12th. Interim Superintendent Michael Berta said in a letter that the decision to reopen in person was made in part to continue offering critical services to students and their families, like meals and health interventions. A Gary Ministerial group is supporting the Gary Community Schools' request for voters to consider a school tax increase that, if approved, would support teachers' raises and help balance the budget to be able to exit state takeover. The Baptist Ministries Conference of Gary and Vicinity gave its approval on Sunday during their Praise in the Park service. The group began meeting with the school's emergency management team as soon as the referendum proposal was announced to discuss ways to increase impact and amount of the initiative. The referendum would raise approximately $8.9 million over the next 8 years. On average, the tax increase on the average homestead is 20 cents a day and 55 cents a day to businesses. In sports, the Cubs at 7-2 following a weekend sweep of the Pittsburgh Pirates host the Kansas City Royals at 7:15. The White Sox, winners of four straight following a three-game sweep of the Royals over the weekend, are in Milwaukee tonight at 7:10 to play the Brewers. The Sox are 5-4. The Brew Crew is 3-3. The Oilmen at 18-7 and tied for first place visit the 14-13 Southland Vikings at 5 o'clock tonight in Hammond. The Oilmen have won five straight games, while Angelo Cantello has been awarded the Midwest Collegiate Player of the Week honors. Chicago Blackhawks are in action tonight at 9:30 in Game 2 of their best-of-five Stanley Cup qualifier match against the Edmonton Oilers. The Hawks won on Saturday 6-4, giving them a 1-0 series lead. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast today, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 73. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers between 9 and 1, otherwise mostly cloudy, a low near 60. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers in the morning, otherwise partly sunny skies, a high near 71. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 76. Thursday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 79. Tune in this afternoon at 4 o'clock for All Things Considered on 89.1 FM with Kevin Driscoll providing the latest news, traffic, weather, and information for Northwest Indiana. For Lakes Republic Radio and this midday news update, I'm Tom Maloney. Thanks for watching.